Good evening, councillors, members of the gallery and staff. I declare the meeting open now, officially opened at 5 minutes past 6 p.m. Can I ask that we all be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. Please be seated. I'd also like to acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet, and pay my respect to their elders both past and present, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. I would also like to acknowledge, being Anzac Week and Anzac Month, our previous, past and current service personnel who have served and defended our country. I'll just remind councillors of their statement of ethical obligations, and you're reminded of your oath or affirmation of office under Section 223A of the Local Government Act 1993, and your obligations under Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. I also note that these proceedings in this council meeting is recorded for the purposes of assisting with the preparation of meeting minutes and promoting public transparency. They are made available for public review via the council website. I note there are no apologies, leave of absence being sought. Do I have declarations of interest by councillors? Okay, I've got to declare an interest in item 21/24, which is the low and mid-rise housing reform, as having observed the map this evening. I note that my home and my property at the Strand and a property at Build Road Enfield that myself and my family own is within the radius. So on that basis, I've got to declare a pecuniary interest and remove myself. The Deputy Mayor will take the chair to preside over that item. Any other declarations of interest?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I similarly need to declare that I reside, I think, within that radius of the map you just mentioned, on the corner of Build Road and Ethel Street, I believe, comes within that radius. I suppose I would also need to recuse myself from that item, although obviously I have views about it. But it is, yeah, it is the fact that
so
I believe.
So you're declaring a pecuniary interest, councillor?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll just get your form, so we'll note that declaration. Any other declarations? I note there are no other declarations. Any declarations of political donations? No other declarations. Confirmation of the minutes of the meeting for Tuesday, 26th of March, 2024. Is this working?
Yes.
Okay. It's been moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. I'll just go through the first item, which is MM3/24, which is encouraging the innovative use of public spaces for recreation. I won't read out the whole minute. I think you've had some time to have that now with you. I will read what I am moving and then speak to that. The council is happy with that. So I therefore move that the General Manager write to the Minister for Transport and Minister for Planning and Public Spaces to highlight the opportunities associated with the delivery of public recreational spaces near transport hubs, including the connecting corridor between Build and Croydon railway stations, to partner with key state government departments, including groups and universities, to facilitate industry forums in order to identify best practice projects and opportunities to incentivize their delivery in Burwood. And when noting about Burwood, I would add their Burwood LGA, so local government area, that's what it's reflecting. Number three, pursue opportunities to deliver collaborative projects that integrate recreational spaces with urban development, including the use of rooftops and above ground spaces for public recreation along the Burwood and Croydon railway corridors. And four, which is the suggestion that Councillor Crichton gave me last night, which is to also pursue and investigate opportunities for even temporary pop-up installations. Any questions? Just on that, the reason I've put this forward is because there's been some discussion, or there's quite a lot of discussion with regards to the whole process of Todd and what happened over the last 5 or 6 months and going through that. One of the things that's been identified and continually came up in my discussions with residents was with regards to open space and recreation. I think one of the things for me also, one of the things I've realised is many of our residents, especially, you know, future generations or younger generations, as well as seniors, are enjoying public spaces as well, like public squares. And there's some great examples along in Sydney as well as overseas, like at St Leonard's, where they've actually built public squares and parks above rail lines. One of the things that we saw was during the whole housing debate was an article, I think it was in the Sydney Morning Herald, which was putting forward, I'm pretty sure it was the Herald, I think Councillor Kutcher would correct me because I think he directed me to it at the time, which was talking about using the space above the rail lines for large tower developments. And with Burwood having the increased densities that we've had over the last 20 years and future densities to come in Burwood North, possibly through a corridor along Croydon Burwood, so that's something that's obviously got to come out through a process if it does, through consultation, then why does there have to be even more housing above the rail lines? Why could there not be some form of infrastructure levy which the government is trying to collect through new developments, put back into infrastructure and projects to have public and recreational spaces above rail lines? It's probably a great place to have it as well, because it would be able to cover the train lines. It would allow the trains and the noise that they actually emit, especially some of those late trains where you've got some of the, the country trains or the delivery trains that you might hear of an evening that are quite loud. So it would be able to protect the noise issues, provides recreation and open space for residents and community and visitors, as well as visually not having the space the way it is at the moment. So there's no reason, and it would be possibly a cheaper form of construction. I know from speaking with consultants that and departments previously that one of the issues with developing over rail lines was that you had residents and strata body corporates that were affected by vibration from rail and train. So there were issues, for example, with the development at Bondi Junction, where they put the some of those residential towers over the actual rail station. So this would be an alternative form of development which could be funded by some of these infrastructure levies that the government is supposedly going to collect from further density. So why could it not be put back into our community if we're going to have to take on board that new density and have it in areas there which won't be as expensive as trying to buy up existing homes to convert into parkland? Councillor Kutcher, you had a question, did you, or no?
I have a question, Mr. Mayor. In terms of the kinds of public recreational spaces that are under contemplation here, under this mayoral minute, between the Burwood and Croydon railway stations, I wonder whether you might be able to elaborate more specifically on that. For example, are we talking about any plans to create new green parks, for example?
Well, the green parks, I mean, these are opportunities for our officers to discuss with the department. I think there's an opportunity now if we're going to go through a TOD process. There are levies that the government is including now on new developments, infrastructure levies. That infrastructure levy should, in my opinion, be put back in and invested back into our community if we're asked to provide that new housing. With public open spaces and parks, it's quite expensive to create large recreational spaces from existing housing stock. So it creates a couple of problems. One, it's quite an expensive exercise, like with the land values that we have here. Two, the other one is usually, like the last one I've seen in this area was actually in Inner West Council, which was off Croydon Road, where the house was from a person that passed away, left in their will to council to convert into a public park, which was just the size of a house. And I think Cecily would probably be aware of that one on the corner of Croydon Road and Bay Street. In saying that, otherwise it's quite expensive to be buying, you know, $2.5-3 million homes, and you'd probably have to buy four of them to create a decent sized park. So you're receiving this infrastructure levy. Why couldn't there be an opportunity to look at, and it's been done already? So rather than create or to earmark the rail corridor, which is the rail lines between Croydon and Burwood, as outlined in that article, which showed this is a great place to have these tall residential towers. Firstly, I think from my view, and having discussed this with consultants and staff, it would create major issues with regards to the people living in those towers. Outside of the fact that you're going to have the visual onlook from other areas and houses and sort of creating this tall towers between two low-rise areas. So it would stick out. It'll be quite obvious there. But the other issue is, why couldn't you not then construct use that space into park or public spaces? And a great example of that is that the park that was created above St Leonard's Station, where they did this. Any other questions? Councillor Kutcher, you wish to speak?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to speak in favour of your mayoral minute. I want to commend you for bringing this to council. I think it's fantastic. And I'm really pleased to see that this following on from the conversation that we did have, where I did bring that that thought bubble that was in that article to your attention. I just wanted to remind ourselves that increasing green space has been at the top of the list of our community's priorities in the Burwood 2036 community strategic plan for some time, and I think the conversations that you've been having with the community really do reflect that is a key concern, a key issue for our community. So whatever we can be doing to bring new open green and publicly accessible green space to our community is just such an important thing for us to be doing, and an important place to start is looking at these sorts of things. I just also wanted to note that I understand there were some, that it wasn't a smooth process getting that space above the St Leonard station. So there's obviously some investigation and the work that staff need to do just to understand the pros and cons, the pitfalls, how to improve on what's been done before is going to be a really important thing. But overall, really pleased to support the Mayoral Minute, and this is a fantastic thing to be bringing to our community and for us to be discussing tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Thanks for your support. Any other speakers?
Just like to echo Councillor Cutch's statements and also commend the Mayoral Minute. As many of us have seen probably today in the SMH, that Croydon is one of the few suburbs south of Parramatta River where deaths are now outnumbering births. And I think that having something like this in green spaces and attracting families of young children to come to the area would be a fantastic thing to see. So I commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Congratulations on your very innovative Mayoral Minute, which I wholeheartedly support. And thank you, too, for consideration of a point four, which I see that hasn't quite gone up on screen. Perhaps it needs a few words. But it's about pop-up spaces, so temporary spaces, really utilising every metre available to our community through things like perhaps it's a council car park, which after dark could then become, when the office workers have gone home, that then could become a skateboarding rink or a learn-to-ride space or pop-up table tennis. I think we do have a finite amount of space, but the space that we do have, we just have to be really creative and a little bit edgy and think outside the square. But thank you very much for your Mayoral Minute.
Thanks, Councillor Crichton. That point four is that council staff continue to investigate temporary pop-up proposals for public recreation spaces. There being no further speakers, just on that, we are having some temporary pop-up spaces in Croydon coming up. I know we have a temporary artisan market happening in the car park in Paisley Road in the section next to the Strand Cafe, which has three up right next to the rail line adjoining that. When's that happening, Brooke or Miriam would know?
We're putting in application for funding.
Okay, so we've got an application for funding. So we have been consulting with some of the shopkeepers there, I think with the cafe on the corner and Rail Corp. So to convert that into a once a month, I believe, or once a weekend proposal to have artisan markets, food-type markets happening in that area. So, and the staff have, I know a number of the staff have visited the St Leonard's Park, so just on that, and seen the work that was carried out there. And so that's the hope, to try to see if we can encourage government to get involved and participate or jointly fund some type of proposal along that rail line. I'll put the minute. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Now we've got the next item, which is 21/24, can I suggest we have a quick change of order because there's not much on there, and then we can do item 21/24 as the last item. Any objections? It's been moved for a change in the order of business by Councillor Hull, seconded by Councillor Manor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. That's for item 21/24 to be the last item of business. So the next
item. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I was against that motion, so that's not a unanimous.
Sorry. So it's carried with Councillor Kutcher voting against. So the next item is 22/24, which is the draft multicultural Burwood strategy, which is 80. Do I have a move? Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Esbar. Speakers? For or against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously, I believe. Item 23/24, which is the investment report on page 125, be moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Robinson. Put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Reports of committees, which is item RC3/24, which is the Build Local Traffic Committee, moved by Councillor Esbar, seconded by Councillor Manner. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. And now we're up to item 21/24. So I'll hand over to Councillor Manner to chair the meeting, and myself and Councillor Hull will remove ourselves. Just give us a minute to get out. That's the only item, isn't it?
Okay, do I have a move item 21/24, explanation of intended effect, low and mid-rise housing reforms. Do I have a mover for that motion? Move Councillor Esbar. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Crichton. Do you would like to speak to the motion?
Do I have any speakers in regard to the motion?
Councillor Kutcher.
Thanks, Mr. Deputy. Speaking in favour of the motion, I think it's really important. I mean, we've had a lot of discussion over the last couple of months about the transport-oriented development SEP, and this has been kind of bubbling away under the surface, gurgling along. I think there have been a number of people in our community who have clocked it, who have raised some concerns about it. I know the speakers in the gallery, and I commend the work that the Croydon Action Group and the Burwood Historical Society have been doing in raising awareness about some elements or some aspects of this. I think that we've seen in the interim submission, we've captured the concerns of the community quite well. I'm pleased that it was sent through, and I'm pleased that we're now given the opportunity to discuss and endorse it. I would note when it comes to an affordable housing contribution, we're talking about a significant uplift in potential density in the LGA, residential housing that can be developed. But we haven't. There's nothing in there aside from the application of an infill housing SEP that would actually be applied as a density bonus. There's nothing in there about capturing the value of that uplift and returning some of that value to the community. So I think, and particularly when we're talking about this in the context of a housing crisis and the need to deliver some more affordable housing, the appropriate thing to do with that, what any value that we're able to capture would be through an affordable housing contribution rate. I note that the Todd SEP as a tier two area, there would be a 2% contribution rate for the area. I note that we've had some discussions around how we would apply a contribution rate in some other discussions that we've been having. So I would just emphasise the need for us to include some more detail and something a bit stronger in our submission with regard to that. And I will be I'll be getting in touch with the General Manager with my thoughts on that. But other than that, really pleased to support the motion. Thanks very much for all the work that the staff have done on this. I know it's been a really difficult couple of months with a lot coming at our planning team thick and fast, and I think they've done a pretty good job of holding it all together and coming up with some really impressive contributions to the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Well said. Any other speakers, councillors? Yes, Councillor Crichton.
Can I just ask a question, please, through you, Mr. Acting Mayor, Deputy Mayor, thank you. Maybe to our Director of City Strategy. Under Todd, there was a lot of discussion with Todd with a pattern book of designs being available. Has there been any such conversation of a pattern book for low and mid-rise housing reforms?
Through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Not to date, Councillor. There's, as indicated in our submissions, there is limited detail provided by the department, but if those discussions come through, we can let councillors know.
Look, I'd like to support the council recommendation. It's quite clear that our council's raises concern with the blanket application of increasing dwelling density without any substantial place-based consideration. This type of approach undermines the significant strategic evidence-based work undertaken by our council involving broad community engagement to date to achieve the state government's objective of delivering more housing. I do congratulate all the hard work that the council staff has put into this and continue and will support you and our community. Thank you. I'd like to put the motion now up. Those for the motion? So, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Espa, Councillor Crichton and Councillor Manor. Motion passed unanimously. Thank you. Okay. No further business. I declare the meeting closed at 6:31 p.m. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen in the gallery, for attending. Thank you.